We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, I am talking about Alabama. Y'all, this one right here goes all the way south of almost to Montgomery, south of Birmingham, north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Was I predicting? I don't want to brag or anything, but maybe I was predicting. Who knows? There's a lot of reason to believe that could be a thing. But anyway, all right, all that to say, we got a great show and we got a great audience. Hey, by the way, speaking of great audience, let me remind you guys of something. One of our latest advertisers is Inspire Advisors. Inspire Advisors. I've been telling you about them for close to a month now. And Inspire Advisors is really pretty cool. Did you know that as many of you are out there trying to invest in your future and set things aside, and you may be investing things into things that don't support the stuff that you stand for? Like, you may actually have some of your portfolio wrapped up in companies and entities that support things like abortion and pornography and human trafficking, just to name a few. Listen, I'm going to suggest to you, seriously, that you get a chance to meet Paul Breyer and his team at Inspire Advisors. Inspire Advisors is actually a really cool organization, and they will sit down with you personally. They are specialists in what is known as biblically responsible investing, or BRI it's called. They would love to sit down with you personally, no charge, no consultation fees, no upsell. They'll just show you what's in your portfolio, take a look at it, see if there's things you might want to be concerned about, and even tell you about some biblically aligned alternatives you could look at. If you want to learn more about BRI, Inspire Advisors, Paul Breyer himself, if you want to meet with them personally, go to their website. It's www.moneypatternwealth.com. That's moneypatternwealth.com. Or just go to our website, rightsidemedia.org. All our stuff's on there, including a tab for Right Side Radio sponsors. And bam, there it is. All our sponsors, one of which is them, click on their logo, goes right to their website. Inspire Advisors. No kidding, y'all. They are conservative, godly, balanced. It's financial freedom with Inspire Advisors. Check them out. I got some text messages to catch up on, man. Whew. I'm just saying. What we got here? I'm going to scroll way on down. Chris from Gadsden was laughing about the name of the mayor from D.C., Mayor Bowser. That's her name, Muriel Bowser. I guess he's stuck on that character from Mario Kart. Yep. Jason from Cullman. I don't think she looks like Bowser, does she? No. Couldn't say that. Jason from Cullman says, let's make public flags flame retardant. That's an idea. Wouldn't that be a hoot? Wow. Mike from Huntsville says, no to Hamas supporting. I'm not sure what he's trying to say to me. No, not to. Okay. Anyway, bottom line is he doesn't like Hamas. Gary from Decatur says, being retired military, I wish that people would stop thinking that putting these dregs in the military is a solution to a problem that parents and family members are supposed to do. While some can benefit from military training and discipline, most end up becoming a problem that hampers training and the mission. Saw too many examples of it in my 26 years. Gary, good point. Gone are the days when you could either take a choice, go to jail or go to the military. That was during the days of the Hollow Army and the draft, and we are not there anymore. Badger from Athens says, happy Friday, Right Side. Everyone have a safe and blessed weekend. You too, Badger. Thank you much. Danny from Decatur says, did you see the episode of Last Man Standing with Tim Allen? He took his daughter to the VFW hall. She met a woman veteran that had been a convoy security who lost both her legs to an IED during her 42nd trip. I have seen that one. And then he says, how many of these protesters are willing to go to the Gaza to take the place of the women and children that Hamas are using as human shields? None. Not a one. They don't understand. They can't even find Gaza on a map. But yes, that episode of Last Man Standing was spot on. It was good. Thomas from Athens says, these evil people who promote and spoon feed porn to kids whose brains are like sponges are just demonic. Kudos to the Eagle Forum for assertively fighting back. They need our financial support, so please give out an Eagle Forum site to donate to them. I believe you can find them at alabamaeagle.org is the name of it. I'll double check that. She said it on a minute ago. The Alabama Eagle Forum is a great organization. And Uni Smith, who helped found the Alabama Eagle Forum, she's known nationally for her work. And And Becky Gerritsen, great, just a friend who I just enjoy the work that she does and who she is. JT Lacey Springs says, is Gavin Newsom the poster child of jackassery? He may be. You got me some jackassery? Oh, big rig. Sucking down the points right now, man. Just, yeah.
That dude just looks like a villain.
He does.
Like a Batman villain.
He does. Like he looks just like he rolled right off the script. But then again, I've also thought too, if they ever did a movie and they needed somebody to play the Antichrist, I could see him looking just like him. Kind of that slick, schmoozy, super smile. Yeah. I would not trust that guy within a foot of any of my personal belongings or family members. All right, listen, it is almost go home time. I said that I had another dipper here that we're going to get into. I'm going to tell you right now. This is called the way forward. All right, and I'm going to talk about it in more detail after the next break too. But understand this: we got about 100 days, and I said this yesterday that we got work to do. Right, we do. It is a full court press right now trying to reframe who Kamala Harris is. She is not the official nominee yet. She has been coronated in many ways, but the truth be told, she is not the official nominee until apparently they're going to do late next week a Zoom call vote to actually have a vote of the delegates, and she'll probably win, at which point it's off to the races. She's then given, by the new bylaws they just accepted, she's then given about another 3 or 4 days to appoint her vice president. So it's all coming together pretty quick. But what's also coming together pretty quick is an absolute fascination with revising the story about who she is. We have the video. We brought the receipts. Kamala Harris has been on the record supporting soft-on-crime policies, even though she's a former AG. She's been on the record about defunding the police. She's been on the record supporting Jussie Smollett in his fake racism claims. She's been on the record as banning fracking and offshore drilling. She's been, listen, it goes on and on and on. One of the things she's also on the record of is accepting the appointment as the border czar, for which she failed miserably and did nothing. They are rewriting history right now for her. But here's the thing. We cannot lose sight of that, but we cannot just lose ourselves in everything about Kamala. Let's talk about Kamala. We got to talk about Kamala, because the more you talk about her, the more press she gets. Part of the way forward has got to be portraying to the world, but really the nation, what we stand for on the right and what we're going to do on the right. We can point out who she is and what she's done, and we have to. That's a part of it. But we cannot lose sight that we don't overthink this. There's no need to overthink it. Republicans have got to stay focused on what we're going to do and providing for people the alternative view of the world that we have. If they don't hear something new, they've got nothing to vote for. When you're not the incumbent, especially, which technically we're not, even though Trump's been a president, we're not in the incumbency right now. You've got to contrast yourself. You can't spend all your time chasing the other person's personality. Now, is she a liar? Yes. Is she a super lib? Yes. And that's coming out. And I guarantee you, within about 10 days, the honeymoon's going to be over, and they're going to have a hard time covering things up because they can't just change the internet, right? They can try. They can't change everything. But the truth be told, we have got to stay on mission with what we stand for, who we are, and what we're going to do, given the opportunity. So how do you do that? Well, one of the old rules of politics, and I remember having a consultant tell me this when I was running for office, if you start responding to everything they say about you, then all you're doing is dancing to their tune, right? So they're gonna bash Trump. They're all over J.D. Vance. How dare he talk about a childless cat woman or something. Who cares? They were dinging in today for talking about Mountain Dew, saying Mountain Dew is a racist drink. Come on. But listen, if you chase every one of those comments, if you have to issue a statement, if you have to address them, then you are dancing to their tune. if it gets to the point, like, for instance, Biden, when Biden fell apart, he fell apart so badly, he couldn't do anything except address what was being said about him. He was dancing to the tune that he didn't play. His agenda was no longer what mattered. You've got to work through it. And so, folks, I'm telling you right now, one of the most important things we can do it, one of the most important things we can do for the next 100 days is stay on mission. Tell them who we are. Give them a reason to know that things will be better and will be different. And stop chasing everything about personality. That's going to be huge. All right, we're going to take a break right now. Last break of the Fri-yay. We'll come right back and put a lid on it. It's in go-home mode right now. Some of you guys are already on the road, so be careful out there. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. Hey, listen, I'm going to kind of wrap up this brief dipper I've got on the way forward. So, a couple things. First of all, the polls are still showing that Trump is narrowly leading, all right? He is. Expect the fact that Kamala Harris is getting a bump. That's to be expected. There's a great deal of relief. You had voter apathy that is now being sort of countered by voter relief on the Democrat side. They're like, oh, God, thank you. I'm just so glad it's not Joe. I was getting so worried about him. I just didn't know what I was going to do. Anyway, the reality is that Trump is still leading in the actual polls, the real polls, but he's not leading by a lot. And in the last, 4 days, Kamala Harris has actually narrowed the gap a little bit. So on the way forward piece, I would say this. Do not get overconfident. We can't. Cannot get overconfident. We cannot take for granted that surely no one would ever vote for that. Yes, they will. Yes, they will. And if they do a better job at messaging, if they do a better job at promoting, if they do a better job of lying, then they're going to win. Because Kamala Harris could actually win this election. Don't think for a second she couldn't. Be eyes wide open on that. Be aware that that could happen. Just because we live in a largely red state with, generally speaking, conservative politicians, don't think for a second that the rest of the nation will share your values. Harris is going to pull in like mounds of cash. She already has. Tons of cash. Mega donors are starting to jump back on board. Like, okay, all right, we'll spend money on this as long as you'll keep doing liberal things. Sure I will. Okay, here's some money. They're doing that already. She got Barack Obama's endorsement, which is the most staged thing I've ever seen today, but it was still an endorsement. But people are finally getting past the point that they threw Biden off the ticket, and they're just glad they've got something that can find its way off the stage, right? They're glad they've got somebody who can actually, you know, not look like she's falling asleep while things are happening around her. Doesn't mean she makes sense every time she opens her mouth, because she sure doesn't. But right now, they finally got somebody. And so the sense of relief that Democrats feel right now is an immediate bump for her in the polls. And it's happening. She could win this thing. Do not get overconfident. So right now, what I've got for you is on the way forward is stay on message. Give them a reason to believe that things will be better and things will be different. Tell them and ask for the vote. And then at the same time, don't get overconfident. Just because we see the difference in our campaigns and, you know, in theirs, do not get overconfident. People will vote contrary to our beliefs always. Until Jesus comes back, there will not be harmony. Just saying. That's why we have to stay ahead of the game. The last thing I'll say is this. It's going to be important, and I don't care where you're running. If you're running for dog catcher in your county, or you're running for president of the United States, you got to know your voters, but you've also got to know who your voters could be. There's a great deal to be said right now for what are being called swing voters or new voters. People who are just getting on board with the idea of voting Republican. Like right now, studies are saying that there's like a double-digit shift in the last 10 years for what they're referring to as, in this article I've got from Real Clear Politics, non-white working class voters. A double-digit shift away from Democrats towards Republicans by non-white working-class voters. And when you get into that category and break it down, the largest section of that shift is Hispanic voters. And just because they're Hispanic, do not think for a second that they're all illegal, because there's a lot of people here of Hispanic descent, first generations, who have the right to vote. And we should embrace that. They came here the right way, and they came here to be productive, and they're doing great things in our communities. Embrace that. But recognize, too, that they may still be operating in their second language. And so this piece that I've got right here suggests, and it says it, it says Univision has data that shows that nearly two-thirds of the likely crossover voters from the Democrat side are going to wind up being Hispanic. And yet hardly anybody is taking the next to nothing amount of time it would take to translate their campaign literature into Spanish or to advertise on Spanish radio or Spanish-speaking TV. Well, fellas, the official language is English. Get over yourself. It's not just knowing who your voters are. It's also knowing who they could be. And so if they are here with the legal capabilities to vote, operating in their second language, maybe you address them in their first language. And you'll find that they will embrace that. I can't tell you, and some of y'all know, I can't tell you how many times overseas, if I learned a few key phrases, I endeared myself to whoever I was speaking to because I cared enough to try. I wasn't good at it. I didn't speak Dari great, but I spoke enough to where my interpreter began to say things about me when I wasn't there because he knew I could understand what he was saying. In Iraq, I literally was in the office of the mayor of Baghdad one time speaking to his chief of staff, and she looked at me and says, "Well, Major Williams, your Arabic is getting very good. You know why? I took the time." And all I'm saying is this. One of the things we've got to do on the way forward is not just know our voters, but know who our voters could be. And if they're speaking in a second language, go speak to them in their first language. And you'll be amazed what it will do to endear you to a group like that. So stay on mission. Don't get caught up in personality or dance to their tune. Tell them why we're better and different. And oh, by the way, you'll wind up being amazed at who would be proud to be a voter if you'll reach them where they are. I mean, the Apostle Paul said that. I've become all things to all people that I might win some all the more. He was talking about the gospel. But he was not saying he was changing his message. He was saying he was reaching his audience where his audience was. John from Huntsville sent the grades in. He says, Big Rig is an A double plus, but fills today's winner with a perfect A triple plus. Perfect.
I don't know. I'm a little suspicious of that. It feels like he just tuned in and was like, "Oh, I forgot the grades."
Stop it! I just got a perfect A triple plus. You can't just take away my moment there.
Well, you're the default winner.
Default? Why am I the default? Because
you're the host.
Dang, man! You just totally trashed me right there.
Well, he usually gives a longer explanation of the grades. That one was very quick and to the point.
You thought, sure, if you played that Jack Ashby sound effect, you were going to score. Yeah. That's what.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, look, have an amazing weekend. Have an amazing weekend. Right now, we actually have blue sky outside the studio. It's going to be a blue sky weekend. Even if it rains, it's a blue sky weekend. We're back here on Monday. You guys have a great one. We'll see you then.